Welcome to the podcast. I hope you like that intro song. I haven't made it yet as of recording this, but hopefully it's made by the time I post this. So this is very spontaneous, this podcast. I was driving home. I have a very long drive some days, and I've had this idea in my head for a while. I wanted to find a podcast that reads fan fiction, and I found one on Spotify, but it was not the type of fan fiction I read. It was very rated R. I was like, that's not the type, like, I want to be nostalgic for when I was, like, in middle school, in high school, getting really excited about writing and reading these stories. So, I called up my fiancé, and I was like, would you like it if we did a podcast and I read fan fiction to you? And he said, no, that sounds like torture. I know, buzzkill. So I called up my friends, and my friends don't live in the same state as me, so it wouldn't really work very well. It wouldn't have good sound quality if we did it virtually. But they said it was a great idea. They said there's a market for it. I was kind of hoping that they would talk me down. But no, they pushed me and they said, this is a great idea. You should do it. So here I am. I finished my drive home and I grabbed my microphone and I could not find the cord for it. I've tried like a bunch of cords that, are similar, but they did not work. So, I had to grab the very tiny iPhone microphone, I believe they call it. The really, really tiny one that you have to hold. And it's really awkward to use, but, you know, if you know me, you know that I will not wait to do anything. I would rather do it less perfect, if I can get it done sooner, rather than take forever and make it perfect. So, this is actually, like, my fifth attempt recording this. I was going to go through this whole live action, like, listen to me open up my Wattpad account for the first time in years. And then I found out I deleted my Wattpad account. So I guess I owe you the story for why I did that. So it all started in college, very, very long time ago. Not that long. Long enough. Anyway, it doesn't matter. I was in college. I guess I was transitioning from high school, you know, to being an adult. And I felt that the Wattpad account just was childish. Let's go with that. And I was also very, very paranoid at the time. Very, very anxious. Cough, cough. I had OCD and I did not know. And generalized anxiety disorder. Cough, cough. So I was in a really bad place. And I could not sleep one night. And I just had this delusion that someone would find my Wattpad account and judge me so hard that it would ruin my life. And I didn't write rated R fan fictions. I wrote very PG-13 fan fictions. So I don't know why I thought that. But in the midst of being so freaked out, I guess I deleted my app. I was hoping that I remember taking my own personal fan fictions off of, like, unpublishing it, but I guess I deleted the entire account, and I'm kind of sad, because I was kind of hoping I could maybe even read my own fanfiction on this, but, you know, now I can't. So now I'm opening Wattpad for the first time since 2018, so yeah, long, long time ago, and apparently, there's a subscription for it now. Like, you can still do it for free, but it was asking me if I wanted to pay for the monthly subscription. And I'm sorry, but why? Why, though? Because, like, the whole point is that, like, people are posting stuff for free. I guess. Hold on, they have a whole tab for Wattpad originals, so maybe that's, like, these look more they got professional photos and stuff, so maybe it's for, like, these stories? That would make sense. But I'm not interested in that. I am solely interested in fan fiction. And I remember reading a lot of fan fiction about the bands I loved. That's the fan fiction I wrote, was about one of my favorite bands. Which is funny, because I don't listen to this band anymore, but I was very obsessed with it in middle school. So that's what we're going to do. This podcast is all about listening to fan fictions, having fun, not taking it too seriously, not being mean, and yeah, we're just here for a good time. And that's it. So, oh, I guess one more housekeeping. I don't want to use real names. So, because, you know, like if I'm reading a fan fiction about a specific band or like a real life person, I don't know if I can get in trouble for using their actual name. So, I think I'm going to use fake names for any bands or people, specific people. If it's fictional, I'll probably just let it slide. But if it's real, I will change the name. Just, you know, so no one can clip an audio of me saying something weird and I get sued for defamation. And maybe that's, I'm being paranoid again. But we're just going to go with it. All right. So here's the problem. I have not used Wattpad in years. So, oh, this is perfect. It's Imagines of a popular band from when I was young. I wonder if you can guess what it is. This is a great place to start, I think. You know, taking it slow. This is actually what inspired me, because I started seeing someone making fun of old Imagines on TikTok. And that's why I started feeling like, man, I really kind of want to get back into into fan fiction. So, thanks for that person on TikTok. I forget what your name is. So, here we're going. Oh, no, this one's dirty. We're going to skip that one. Okay, so this is for a band that we are going to call Two Ways. Two Ways. And there's a member of this band that we're going to say his name is Nate. Nate from the boy band Two Ways. So this one starts with author's note. This is dedicated to Nate for his 22nd birthday. I can't. Crying face emoji. Your name, point of view. I entered my bedroom, covering my ears to escape the noise in the living room. Oh, for fuck's sake, what the hell are you doing? Nate yells at the TV in annoyance. Shut up, people all the way in New Zealand can hear you screaming. I shout back, but only receiving silence. I sigh in irritation. I spread out my English and history textbooks and start revising for my upcoming finals. Your name? Babe, I hear from downstairs. Yeah, I say loud enough so he can hear. Can you make me a sandwich for the game? He groans desperately. The things I do for this boy, I mumble to myself. I drop my pen and head downstairs. I arrive in the kitchen to be greeted by Kiss. Thanks, babe, he says in that adorable Irish accent. I'm sorry, I cannot do an Irish accent. Trust me, you do not want to hear it. No worries, I reply with a lazy smile. I could never stay mad with him. He goes back into the kitchen while I get the bread he prefers. What do you want in it? I ask. Again, silence. I walk back to the living to see him watching the game. Nate? Nate? I said while waving my hand in front of his face. He groaned while he pushed my hand away. Ugh, seriously, I complain. I walk towards the TV and pull the cable from the socket completely. What'd you do that for? He said, frustrated. You weren't listening to me, I said innocently. He looked at me with mischief glistening in his eyes. You're in for it now, he said with a smirk. He pounced on me and started tickling me. Stop, Nate. You know I get violent when you do this, I said out of breath. Oh, God. Sorry, I just read ahead. Say I'm a sex god and you're sorry for switching off the TV. No way, I reply, still laughing my arse off. Ooh, British. Say it, he said, demanded playfully. Ha ha ha, no, I said, accidentally kicking him with my foot somewhere squishy. Oops, told ya I hurt you some way, I told him while he was lying down on the floor holding his balls. I love you, he said in pain. I love you too, I said, leaning on the couch, trying to catch my breath. That was beautiful. There was only two chapters in this one. That's too bad. This was by Dopes to Zeus. That is DOPESTZOUISX. That was very fun. When was it? Oh, it was the first part, which we skipped because it was dirty. That was uploaded Monday, August 24th, 2015. And that second chapter was uploaded Sunday, September 13th, 2015. So that was a very fun one to start with. Let's see if we can find another. In the future, I will be preparing these ahead of time. But I think it's fun just to, for the first one. Wonder, I almost said the name of the band, Smuts. Now, I have nothing against smutty fan fiction. To me, it feels weird to read it, knowing that it's based off of, like, a real person that, like, did not consent to it, but I don't know. That's all I'm going to say about that. I never wrote that. I never read it, but I don't want to shame someone else. Let's see. Oh, the new member. It's another two-way fanfiction. Let's see what it says. Love and hate are oddly similar if you think about it. I won't do it. I won't ruin their careers, I snap harshly. You don't have a choice, love, he returned with a bitter smile. Besides, I am sure you will all get along fine. Right, like that was my biggest problem. Delia, an 18-year-old American, travels to British, to visit a fangirlish friend. Woo! I will get so much better at reading out loud by the end of this podcast. She is dragged into one of the most dreadful things she could imagine, a two-way concert. Once there, the worst happens, an occurrence only fate could arrange, ending with something truly incredible as the result. Two Directions management want her immediately afterwards and force her to join the band as the new member. The five guys dislike her interfering on their hard work, and she despises the whole situation. It's true hate at first sight for the band members and Delia, but they will have to make it work, because when their entire future depends on the other. Okay, now I gotta come up with the fake names. I was not forced to do this on the spot. When Luke, Zachary, Nate, Lewis, Harris, and Delia are forced together, there is bound to be secrets, hate, drama, and surprising love. Now this is exactly what I was thinking. Being part of the band is a trope that I have not read before. Of course, we all know the whole, you go to the concert and, oh my god, they looked at me and now he's in love with me. That whole thing. That's the thing. But being part of the band, I'm really excited to find out how she ended up at a concert and then suddenly became a member of the band. This is really fun. This is written by The Artist 14. Oh, wow. It's got 258,000 reads, over 5,000 votes, 22 parts. It's a 14-hour read. So we're not going to read all of it today, but maybe we'll just get started. And let's see. Tell me when the first chapter one was published. Thursday, March 7th, 2013. And it was last, chapter 20, which I hope is the end, was published Monday, August 5th, 2013. Now, if this story does not have an ending. I will maybe come up with my own. So you will get a conclusion either way. So let's start reading. Listen with text-to-speech. Wow, I didn't know Wattpad did that. That's actually very cool. They have text-to-speech, so that's very awesome. All right, the first chapter. Oh, that's the recap, or the summary. All right, chapter one. Author's note. So recently, I have fallen in love with Two-Way, but no worries, I regret nothing, winky face. I don't own Two-Way in any form or fashion, but this is an original idea, so whether you have read some of my work and groaned when I uploaded another story, or stumbled upon this accidentally, I hope you enjoy a little elaboration on how I went from hating them to loving them. Vote if you went hater to Two-Wayer. Song for this chapter. Oh, there's a song for this chapter. That's always fun. I'm going to leave that out, though, because I'm pretty sure it's a song by the band. Don't judge me. I don't actually listen to this band, but I just enjoy the fan fictions. Chapter 1. I had just wanted to spend a relaxing and enjoyable time with an old friend who lived in London, England. British! I flew up to her house over the summer after my high school graduation, expecting to reconnect with her and her family, maybe even tour London. In the greater scheme of things, maybe I should not have expected my life to go so easy, as all good luck has to end sometime. Except, how could I have ever expected for the biggest boy band in the world to change my life, perhaps for the worse, in just one night? You cannot prepare for that sort of experience, and you definitely would not want to ever hope or wish for it to happen. Who would want to become the hated target of five famous boys as their new member of their band? Delia, screeched Tori as soon as her eyes landed on me. I had only been off the plane for 2 seconds when the girl collided into me, causing my unadjusted lace to collapse and fall to the ground. In a heap of blonde hair and sweaters, Tori fell on top of me, her arms around my neck in a massive hug. I laughed as she rolled off me and picked my carry-on bag off the ground. Hey, Tori, long time no see. I gave her a tight squeeze before letting her lead me down the terminal ramp into the concourse area of the airport. How long has it been now? 40? 45 years? She giggled as she helped me carry my weight and taking my laptop. Actually, it might have only been 3, but it definitely feels longer. I agree. I shot her a smirk as our familiar banter came back to me. You know, Tori, I think your British accent has gotten even thicker since we last saw each other. Been chatting with the Queen lately? Why, do you think that because I live in England, my life revolves around the Queen? She asked, whacking my shoulder lightly. Your American accent is stronger, too. Didn't I see you on Rednecks Gone Wild? I laughed loudly at her joke, overly so as people began to glance at me. Tori loved to joke around with my accent almost as much as I loved to mock hers. Being raised in the deep south of the States, my accent was as country as an American's could be. I loved traveling to different countries because everyone adored my unique drawl. We arrived at the baggage claim and collected my packed full suitcase and toiletries case. I would be spending my entire summer here in London with Tori and her family, and I owned quite a lot that I needed, the majority of it being books. Oh, she's a book girl, everyone! She's a book girl! All right. After Tori hailed us a cab and gave the driver the directions to her flat, she sat back and smiled mischievously at me, striking fear into the pit of my stomach. How old are you, my dear Delia? She questioned deviously, her blue eyes alight with excitement. 18, I trailed off. I knew exactly where this was going, but hopefully if I stayed innocent, she would drop it. No such luck. And do you, my friend, know what the legal drinking age is? Stay aloof and the subject will be forgotten. Hint, hint, it is the same as your age, she winked at me, but I let loose an irritated groan. Oh, for heaven's sake, please no, I cried. I do not want to get drunk on my first night in London. It would leave a bad impression on your family and start an even worse reputation for Americans. I heard a humorous snort from the front seat and glared at the driver in irritation, and Tori giggled. Too late for that, love. But are you positive you don't want to just get a tiny drink? I am very positive, I replied seriously. I stared her in the eyes to let her know I would not change my mind. Alcohol did bad things to people, and I would not be a part of that. Anything else but that, I added as Tori began to pout. Upon my word, she perked up immediately, a cheerful smile stretching from ear to ear. I'm glad you said anything, because I have the perfect place for us to go instead. She slipped her hand into her purse and pulled out two bright red concert tickets. Oh no, I gasped, reading the tickets in her hand. Oh yes, she grinned. Two way. We arrived at her flat 2 hours ago, and I had been introduced to her mom and sister, the only other residents of the home. I had been shown to my room, which was the guest bedroom across from Tori's, and had unpacked all my things. And the entire time, I had not stopped arguing with Tori, a girl obsessed with the British boy band. Why do you hate them so much? She questioned for the 100th time, and I shut my drawer of t-shirts, the only thing I ever wore. I don't hate them, I replied, using the same line I had used every previous time she had asked. I loved Tori to death, but over the 3 years I had not seen her, I'd forgotten how utterly stubborn and relentless she could be. Also, how stubborn I could be when up against her. I just don't exactly like them, I explained. I understand they are famous, and thousands of girls love them worldwide, but I don't give a flip about them. I hate pop music, especially the stuff they sing about. I pretty much only ever hear one of them sing, and who knows if they have talent. Are you kidding? She interrupted me mid-rant. They all sing like angels. I ignored with a roll of my eyes and continued. Everyone talks about how gorgeous they are, but I don't see the big deal. They just look odd. With this, Tori stormed out of the room, across the hall to her room, and returned seconds later with a poster gripping tightly in her hands. Look at this and tell me they aren't so fit. She held out the poster, displaying a picture of 5 young boys smiling at me. One clung to another's back, as 2 had their arms slung around each other. I had never looked at their photos very closely, only at a glance when people in my high school were fawning over them. Now that I was able to really see them, I had to admit, they were pretty attractive. I never withheld the truth, so decided to relent with this one argument. All right, they're good looking. Ha! But, I held a finger and directed it at the pair of boys who were attached to each other. You need to try to explain to me what that's about. A guy can be hot as possible. Whoa! Sorry, I was doing so good with not interrupting this story, but I'm gonna give the author the benefit of the doubt. They wrote this 9 years ago. They probably did not really understand the implications of what they were writing, but I am going to read it exactly as it is written. It says, "You need to try to explain to me what that's about. A guy can be as hot as possible, but it will get him nowhere if he is gay." Which, so not true. Just so not true. But, you know, this person was probably very young and didn't quite understand what they were saying, so we're gonna go past that. Tori's jaw dropped to the floor as she stared at me in anger and shock. "They are not gay," she huffed, enunciating each word. "All right," I snided. "That is what they want us to believe." I shrugged my shoulders and began stacking my books on an empty shelf, pleasantly confident that I had won. "They all just have a major bromance," she argued bitterly, eyes burning into my back. I did not reply, but instead placed another book on the shelf with great care. I really did not want to argue with Tori, seeing as how I have just seen her again after several years apart. I did not care for the band, and maybe they thought they were a little ridiculous. So what? That does not mean we have to argue over it. Everyone has their difference of opinion. "Delia, I just want you to come to the concert with me. It took me forever to get these good seats. I want to enjoy it with you. Why won't you come?" "Because they're unattractive, talentless, image made." Sorry, I forgot how homophobic we used to be in 2013. We're just going to keep going. I regretted the words immediately, knowing how I not only got too far sometimes, but completely overboard. "You're telling me, Delia." As Tori hung her head low, trying to hide her red face, I almost began to cry too. I am truly heartless at times. I ran to her side and grabbed her hand. I'm sorry, I shouldn't say that about something you love. I want to go to the concert, Tori. Please take me. Girl, that Tori ain't gonna believe you. What? Her head snapped up, revealing a tearless face and a victorious smile. I knew you would change your mind. I stepped back in shock. That's twice you have tricked me today. I could not help but laugh with her at the whole argument. You're just so gullible. She pinched my cheek and laughed a bit harder at my half-annoyed, half-laughing expression. Now get ready. The concert is in an hour. She pushed my shoulder lightly and skipped from across the room, poster in hand, joyous in her success. Great. I was going to a two-frickin'-way concert. Life could not get worse. Later, I would find out how terribly wrong I was. Now we're swapping over to the guy's point of view. And remember, I'm changing the names, so we're going to call him Luke. Luke. Luke's point of view. It was way too early in the morning for all of this. I had just woken up from a great night's sleep when the sound of arguing voices floated in from the living room of our hotel suite. "That's so stupid, Harris," I heard Lewis exclaim with laughter in his voice. "Lou, just think, it's brilliant," Harris returned. I entered the room, stretching my arms over my head, and sat down next to Nate on the couch. Rubbing the sleep from my eyes, I watched as Lewis and Harris shared an intense stare down. "No, Zach," casually uninterested in the scene, added from where he leaned against the wall. "It is stupid." Don't speak unless spoken to, bad boy," Harris commanded, and ran a hand through his curls. "You know what, mates? It isn't even your choice. Nate, what do you think?" All heads turned to the Irish boy, and his cheeks flushed red, his eyes trained on the ground. "I don't know. It doesn't exactly feel right." I looked at him a question, not understanding what the boys were discussing so strongly and loudly. "We need to be getting ready to leave, as the van to take us to soundcheck would be here soon." Harris leaned down in front of Nate, a cheeky smirk on his face. "Come on, Nader. Think about it. Hundreds of girls will sign up to win a date with you. A fan gets to meet her dream guy. And you may meet a nice bird. Sounds great, yeah?" He grinned even larger, wiggling his eyebrows to convince his friend. "No," Nate replied, a mocking smile on his face as he met Harris's eyes. "No, it doesn't sound great." He jumped to his feet, scaring Harris backwards, and ran from the room into the kitchen. I heard the refrigerator open and close several times before anyone spoke. "Told you, Hare," Lewis said triumphantly. "When are you going to get that? Am I always right? When are you going to get that? I am all... Ah! Sorry. Told you, Harris," Lewis said triumphantly. "When are you going to get that? I am always right." I smirked and answered before Harris opened his mouth. "Probably as soon as you are right more than once. But congrats, Lewis, about your first time." Lewis hopped to his feet, grinning deviously. "Oh, nice one, Luke. Feeling clever this morning?" "Well, yeah, my words were slurred by a sleepy yawn. Now, what's this all about?" A loud, crashing noise sounded from the kitchen, and Nate cursed loudly. Zach shrugged, chuckling. He said, "I got this." He left to help his friend in the adjoining room, his hair flopping down to his forehead as he walked. Lewis skiffed behind the couch and wrapped his long arms around my neck. Has here had the grand idea of doing a contest to win Nate a date. I mean, so a fan can win a date. He winked at Harris over my shoulder. The younger boy chortled and patted my knee. "So what about you, Luke, feeling up to a little contest?" "No," responded Lewis and I at the same time. There were more crashes and a noise like something valuable had shattered. Zach was now the one to curse, and Nate ran from the kitchen, sporting a scared expression. "Come on, lads," he breathed heavily. "We need to leave before maid service gets here." And with that, he bounded towards the door and ran out of the suite, still in his nightwear. I groaned. "Nate is right, boys. We need to leave. This is the first night of our tour, after all." Lewis and Harris leaped up in excitement and ran into each other's arms, cheering dramatically. "I love the first night of our tours," Lewis exclaimed. Hand in hand, the boys skipped from the room, leaving me to inspect the disaster in the kitchen. Before I could even walk to it, Zach plowed into me, grabbing the back of my hood. "Oh no, mate, don't go in there," he tugged me out of the suite, leaving the door wide open and the mess inside visible to anyone who passed. "Big night today, huh?" I laughed as I was dragged down the hallway behind my best mates. Never a boring moment when with these boys. I don't know if this next name is supposed to be someone that I know, but we met Paul outside of our hotel, only slightly surrounded by a few loyal fans, as it was early in the morning. It was an hour ride to the staging area where we would be testing out the sound, preparing our concert plan, and doing a pre-concert interview with Sugarscape. Also, don't know if I'm supposed to know what Sugarscape is. All right. It would be a busy day for everyone. As soon as the van began to drive away from the hotel, we were out cold, headed on top of each other in the back seats. "Boys, we are here. Get out," Paul, our dotting manager, called from the front. They just got in the car, and they're already there. I had woken up only a few seconds before to the stench of Lewis's foot by my face. There was a communal groan all around as we slowly detached ourselves from each other and opened the van door to several security guards. "Come on, get out now," said one of them. "There's a big crowd already here." We shot each other nervous glances and we slowly exited into the circle of security. This had never happened before. A crowd of fans outside the theater so soon was something to be anxious about. Screams rang in our ears as the van drove off, leaving us with no getaway car. Lewis covered his ears and winced as several fans began to chant inappropriate things over the shouting. We were not able to see the fangirls, but it was apparent they were going wild. Once we were safely inside the building, the screams still echoing in our ears, we relaxed in a side room and I slumped down into the couch. "That was wild," Nate said, his voice still shaking. We all knew how hard he tried to hide his fear of those crowds, being claustrophobic. He enjoyed the love and support of the fans, but the underlying nervousness he got of the crowd still had not faded over the years. "Don't worry, Nate," I said, and brought my friend into a massive hug. "That was probably just the fans who did not get tickets before they sold out, and are just hoping to get a quick peek. Tonight won't be that bad." I gave him a reassuring smile, and he returned it with a still, frightened grin. Lewis suddenly began to convulse erratically and spasm on the back of the couch. Harris peered over the edge in worry. "Boo Bear?" Lewis popped up in front of him, swinging his arms madly as he ran from the room, yelling, "Must find food!" Nate cheered up at the mention of his favorite thing in the world. "Wait up," he called after his insane bandmate. "I'm starving." When he was out of earshot, Zach muttered, "When isn't he?" "When he lays you down, I might just die inside. It just doesn't feel right, because I love you more than this. Love you more than this." "Thanks, that's all we need," called the soundcheck guy from behind the stage. We gave him a thumbs up in recognition as the music cut off. Oh, that makes sense. Sorry, I know this is awful. I'm reading this as not a fan of the band, so I have no idea when it's lyrics being said, but we're just going to continue. "Thanks, that's all we need," called the soundcheck guy from beside the stage. We gave him a thumbs up in recognition as the music cut off. We shared a quick five-part high five, as only we could manage, and ran off the stage. We had spent 3 hours planning the set for our concert and the lineup for the songs from our Take Me Home album. Paul led us to the stylist backstage, and we were directed to sit at our own individual mirror. Zach was already speaking with the hairdresser about hairspray when a woman with a headset handed us each an iPad. "Please pick out your favorite Twitter questions to be viewed during the concert, please," she gave Harris a flirtatious smile as she laid a manicured hand on his shoulder. "And please don't forget to ask me if you have any trouble, please." She batted her eyes before leaving the room, hips swiveling in a disturbing way. "Thank you, please," Harris mocked as soon as she had left, causing us all to burst out into laughter. I did not support making fun of others, even though she did constantly throw herself at us, particularly Harris. But when Harris makes a joke, you can't help but laugh. As the stylist began working on our hair and makeup, I scrolled through the tweets, chuckling at some, grimacing at others, and reading off my favorites to the boys before selecting. I was just beginning to get truly pumped for the concert when a new trend began on the timeline, hashtag Deaf to 2W. The pop has to stop. Two-way, it's time to face the music, hashtag Deaf to 2W. Sing like your life depends on it, Zach. They are coming for you, Harris. No more laughs for you, Lewis. Luke, you can't protect yourself now. Scared of your fans, Nate? You should be. Hashtag deaf to 2W. Raise the support for the ultimate concert, winky face. They will be waiting. And 2W has no clue. Hashtag deaf to 2W. A shiver ran down my spine as I looked up from the iPad into the eyes of my best friends, all looking at me with fear. They had seen them too, and I knew I wore the same scared and confused expression as they did. "What?" began Zach, but was interrupted by management entering the room. "Boys, we have a problem." Author's note, please comment your opinions, and if you have anything you want to see in this story, I will gladly consider. This is a new kind of writing for me, so I will need a lot of encouragement to continue. With love, Lysel? L-I-S-L-E. Lysel. That's what I'm going to go with. All right, and that's where we're going to stop for today. I am excited. I am curious to see how this one goes. That was just chapter one. I know, it was a long chapter. So next time we will read chapter two and maybe three and four. We'll find out. I'm just a very go with the flow type of person. This is a very chill podcast. Come with your tea on your commute home while you're trying to sleep. This is a relaxing time. We're just enjoying it. I don't think I said my name at the beginning. My name is Christine, and this is my first time recording a podcast. And I do not know what else to say. I will eventually have a email where you can send requests and probably a TikTok account to promote this. But we're here for just good vibes and just having fun. So if you're not here to have fun, you don't need to be here. You know what I'm saying? But if you're here for fun, I'd love to have you. And that's all. Good night. Thank you.